Hello, and welcome to the official podcast of Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association, The Tempo. My name is Dionisio Cárdenas, and I am your 2023-2025 Alumni Association Communications Director. Today, we will introduce your host, explain the vision of our podcast, and share a little history of KKPSI AA. We are very excited to have you join us for the inaugural episode of our podcast. I could tell you much more about our goals, but I'll let the Pod Squad share more in a little bit. Before that, did you enjoy our intro theme song? Our theme music was harmonized and arranged by Nick Spurrier and commissioned by brother Ryan Smith. Thank you for your collaboration and service to KKPSI AA. Before I introduce your Pod Squad and the host of this podcast, a little bit about me to break the ice. Once again, my name is Dionisio, but most of you know me as Dino. I currently reside in Laredo, Texas, and I was initiated into the Alpha Psi chapter of Kappa Kappa Psi at West Texas A&M University. I am currently the low brass tech at United High School in Laredo, and I play euphonium. A fun fact about me is that I like collecting baseball cards and Funkos. Go Astros! Without further ado, I would hand it over to Sav, Mark, and Tori and let them do their thing. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at dino@kkpsi.org. That is dino@kkpsi.org.
Hello, everybody. I am Savannah Reed, aka Sav. I was initiated spring 2020 into the New Road chapter of Kappa Kappa Psi at Old Dominion University. I am from Norfolk, Virginia, but I currently live in Olympia, Washington. And a fun fact about me is that I love puzzles and like brain teasers, and I can solve a Rubik's Cube, which I feel like a lot of people can't do. I can solve it in like a minute and a half. I feel like I just opened a door for people to come up to me at the next national convention and test that theory. And that's fine. But let's hope I can actually do it within a minute and a half. I'll have to practice ahead of time just to make sure I still got it.
Hi, my name is Mark Almeida. I am from Fountain Hills, Arizona, but I currently reside in Phoenix. I am an alumni of the Beta Omicron chapter of Kappa Kappa Psi. I graduated in the spring of 2016. During my time as an active brother, I played the alto saxophone in the Sun Devil Marching Band at ASU, and I am currently also a member on the Alumni Association Comms Committee, and I helped put together our national Discord for all of our Alumni Association members. A fun fact about me is that I have a form of synesthesia known as number form. So I usually envision all of my sequences of numbers and dates and times and all that visually represented in space inside my head. So I'm usually pretty good at math.
Whoa, that's a pretty cool fun fact.
Yeah, your turn.
Now I think my fun fact is kind of lame. I don't know what to use now.
My name is Victoria Wilkinson, and I'm from the Alpha Psi chapter of West Texas A&M University in Canyon, Texas.
I'm a trombone player that marched in the Sound of West Texas for 4 years, as well as I played in both the concert band and the university bands during my time as a student. I currently serve as a member of the comms committee and will be editing the podcast that you're listening to. My fun fact is that I play an obscene amount of video games on a regular basis outside of my normal day job, including, but not limited to, an obnoxious amount of time that I've accumulated in both Baldur's Gate and Minecraft and a bajillion others.
Okay. All right, I'll jump right into the second part then. The vision and goal of The Tempo is to provide an additional avenue to connect with our brothers, both active and alumni. We will touch on history, relevant music topics, and even bring you some interviews later down the road. We are here to document what's going on in our fraternity over time, and we are so excited that you have decided to spend your commute, chores day, or other excuse to be here with us.
Personally, I'm just here in my office, but cool. So if you want to talk a little bit like about who Kappa Kappa Psi AA is, or like at least where we started.
Yes.
It's probably a good spot.
Yes.
So in 1997, Kappa Kappa Psi and Tau Beta Sigma created the National Alumni Association, which served as a joint alumni association for brothers and sisters. at the 10 years later at the 2007 National Convention, Kappa Kappa Psi and Tau Beta Sigma voted to dissolve the National Alumni Association in order to create two separate alumni associations that could better serve the two different organizations moving forward. And then KSI then founded the Alumni Advisory Committee, known as the AAC. And the AAC acted in a similar role as now, with a chair member and a number of supporting members at large, or alumni at large, taking on specific roles in the committee. Pretty sure that's what we're still using today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At the end of the 2011-2013 biennium, the Alumni Advisory Committee was renamed to the Alumni Association Board of Directors. It's still currently what is being used. At that time, we began to have distinct positions known as directors, and since then, the Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association has worked to create worthwhile programming for alumni and friends of Kappa Kappa Psi National Honorary Band Fraternity.
And fun fact, we recently added a section of our past AABOD members onto our website, so you can view a history of everybody who has served going back to 2007.
Oh, sweet.
If you want to view this, you can head to our website, kksiaa.org, hover over the About tab, and then click on Past AABOD.
At this point in time, we are over 2,500 members strong, including life members, alumni, LAA tier, and graduating seniors.
It's pretty darn cool.
That's a lot of people.
But yet, still 600 emails only? Dino's still here watching us, but he talked about sending out 600 emails to invite the Discord members. I wonder what the other 1,900 are.
Earlier, you specifically, instead of saying Kappa Kappa Psi, you said K-Psi, and every single time I say that, Dino goes, the pharmaceutical fraternity? And I can see the gears. I can see the gears.
Yeah, I was reading, and I saw all the shifts on the camera to the left of my screen, and I was like, don't look at them. K-Psi is so much more natural, like, from our, like, when, at, what do you call it, end of the country, but others are like KKSI, you know, like everyone has like a different, what do you call it, like abbreviation for it, right? But I do, like, even though I'll say KSI, I actually like secretly despise when I see it written out as KSI, because I'm like, just write the extra K, like, we're not that other fraternity, you know what I mean? Like, to write it out.
I was told that it was kind of a regional thing. Like, the southern states tend to call it, like, the southern states tend to say, like, KSI, whereas the Midwest tends to say, like, Kappa Psi, I had someone ask me, oh, are you a Kappa? In that context, and I was like, oh, yeah. And it was, the person that it asked me was a life member from a chapter in Nebraska that transferred to my school. Or not transferred, but she went for her master's at my chapter school. So I think that might have something to do with it, but...
It's like soda. You call it soda, we'll call it pop, some will call it Coke. Or Dr. Pepper. Apparently we all brought Dr. Pepper to the meeting today without telling anybody else.
Unintentional coordination.
It's like Googling it. You have to be very specific when Googling it, because Google always tries to autocorrect to Kappa Alpha Psi.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm like, no, I meant Kappa Kappa Psi.
I've tried so many times to find like merch from... like on Etsy or something like that, and I'll go through, I'll start looking for KSI stuff, and it'll pop up, and then it'll switch to Kappa Alpha Psi, and I'm like, no! I just want pretty letters!
It's cool to think, though, like, a lot of this stuff really happened, like, within the past maybe 15 years. Usually when I think of, like, history stuff of, like, Kappa Kappa Psi, I'm just thinking, alright, we're talking, like, decades old. Then I look at, you know, what we have planned out here for our episode, and I'm like, oh, shoot, yeah, it really was just like right before I became active kind of thing. But glad that
Shout out to Ed Savoy, because when I was
doing the past AABOD timeline, Ed Savoy was able to give me so much good information all the way back to like 2009. He even had emails from 2009. And I was like, how do you still have that in your inbox?
It's awesome. Sometimes you just don't get rid of that stuff.
Hoarding is fun in some contexts. I hoard books. I have a lot. I refuse to get rid of them. I will probably move a bajillion times and I will never get rid of them.
So what else? What else do we have here? We have some announcements, but
that is kind of a general, I think probably further in other episodes we'll dig down into some more history of the fraternity. Yeah. But general of the Alumni Association. It's kind of a overview of how we came to be.
Yeah, I like that.
I was in kindergarten whenever the Alumni Association
came. Christ.
I think. If I did my math correctly.
Dino's rethinking existence right now.
Yeah, Dino and I, we're sharing a brainwave here.
If I did my math correctly, it was either kindergarten, pre-K, or first grade, somewhere in there.
We'll talk about age in another one. We'll talk about how scared it is being on this end of the decades. I imagine in further episodes we might put announcements like in the beginning. That might feel a little bit more natural, so that we can get into like more topical stuff in an episode. But like, I mean, this one is different. But like,
cool. Yeah.
Anyway, it says your name there, so go ahead, Sav.
Cool. Some quick announcements for all of our listeners. We are accepting award nominations for the Brent Cannon Music Education Alumni Achievement Award and the Professional Achievement Award. Both of these awards do have specific requirements, so please visit our website at kksiaa.org. The deadline is November 15th, but the AABOD accepts nominations year-round in case you'd like to submit something earlier. And also, please make sure that you check out the Encore, official newsletter of the Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association. If you're not receiving these newsletters, please make sure to reach out so that we can add you to the email list.
And if you ever forget that award, you can always just abbreviate it by the BCMEAAA. Easy.
I don't know if that's any easier.
Exactly. It's just as much of a mouthful as it is to just say it out loud.
Thank you to the National Alumni Association Communications Committee for making this podcast possible. And thank you, listeners, for joining us this inaugural episode of Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association The Tempo. Stay tuned for more episodes as we celebrate our past, present, and future, all while keeping the tempo with the spirit of brotherhood and service.
That sounds so cute. I love that. I love the vibe.
Genius.
If you want to connect with us, you can send us an email at aacommunications@kksci.org. We would love to hear your feedback and suggestions for future episodes. If you enjoyed your time here, be sure to subscribe to Kappa Kappa Psi Alumni Association The Tempo so you can stay notified when new episodes drop. Have a wonderful day, and as always,
AEA.
AEA all together.
Thought we're going to do this cute thing where we like, A-E-A. And always... A-E-A.
I don't know if we could like line it up where we all say AEA at the same time.